我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？世人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。感谢神宝贵的话语。现在是正道的时间，感谢神宝贵的话语。而家系正道嘅时间，今日为我哋正道嘅系 Pastor Bill 陈次佳传道。今天为我们正道的是陈次凯传道，他为我们传讲的题目是《圣诞节呈现何物给我主》。佢为我哋正道嘅题目系《圣诞节呈现何物俾我嘅主》呢？
Good morning, church.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Unfortunately, I'll be preaching English.
可惜我是用英文讲道。
Before I start, I want to say that I've been at Pacific Grace for around almost 10 months.
我在仲紧堂已经差不多10个月了。
And I've tried to meet everybody.
我希望去认识所有人。
Almost half done, I think.
我想应该有一半了。
So I know that I'm the pastor of the English congregation.
知道我是英文的传道人。
But I don't want to be just the English pastor. I want to be the pastor of the Pacific Grace.
我唔想只系做英文嘅传道人，我想做众恩堂嘅传道人。
So hopefully in 2019 I'll get to meet everybody.
希望喺2019年咧，我又有机会认识晒全部嘅人。
And know everybody's name.
知道你哋每个人嘅名。
Hopefully.
希望系咁。
I know it's a big job, but I want to try, and I hope you can help me too.
我都知好高难度嘅，但系我希望系可以做到，亦都希望你帮我。
And I just don't want to say, "Oh, you go to my church." I actually want to know your name and your story.
我唔想就系话啊，你翻我教会过啊，我想知道你嘅名，你嘅故事。
So I need you to help me in 2019, okay?
所以我希望你2019年去帮我。
Does everybody promise?
系啊，应承我嘛。
Okay, let's open in prayer.Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you that we can come together to hear your word. And thank you, Lord, for the message you placed on my heart. May the message you placed on my heart speak truth to all of us here in our walk with you, Lord. And Lord, if we're coming here with destruction of this broken world, I pray that you would bind them and cast them away so we can focus on you, Lord. Ask in Jesus' name, amen. Could someone tell me how many more days left beforeChristmas that we can go shopping.
有冇人可话俾我听，距离圣诞节仲有几多日可以买嘢
？How many more days?
仲有几多日
？One more day left.
一日剩啫。
Have you done all your Christmas shopping?
你买晒圣诞节要买嘅嘢未啊
？Every year we follow the same tradition.
我哋每年都遵循同一个传统。
We venture to the malls and we shop online.
我哋去上网啦，或者我哋去商场购物。
Our goal is to find the perfect gift.
我哋要买嗰份完美嘅礼物。
But giving gifts is always a problem.
但买礼物其实好多时好头痛嘅。
Because if you care about someone very special, you want to get that person a gift that person really want.
因为如果你好关心呢一个咁特别嘅人，好想你会好想买一份好适合佢嘅礼物，佢真系想要嘅。
In your mind, you're just picturing this image.
在你的脑里面可能有这样的想法。
You give the gift, and then there's a sparkle in that person's eyes.
你送礼物的时候，哇，他眼会发光的。
The person doesn't have to say a word, and you know that you got the perfect gift.
他不需要说话，你都知道你买对了礼物了。
But sadly, it doesn't always happen that way.
很可惜，不是经常都这样发生的。
You give the gift, you give the gift, they unwrap it, and...
你送个礼物，然后佢哋打开佢嚟睇，跟住。
And you already know the truth.
跟住你知道发生咩事啦。
Okay, thank you.
哦，多谢喎。
Then you ask the person, "Do you like it?"
跟住你就问佢，咁你中唔中意啊
？You're not fooled.
你冇咁蠢嘅。
It is not what they wanted.
你知道呢份唔系佢哋想要嘅礼物。
Slowly, the joy in your body just drains away.
跟住你嗰份喜悦慢慢慢慢就流走。
And that's why we have Boxing Day.
所以我哋咧就有节礼日。
It's called Makeup Day.
亦都系要嚟补飞嘅日子。
Not make up for your face, to make up for the present that you should have got.
唔系化妆嗰只 make up 啊，系要嚟补救翻你买错礼物，买翻啱嗰份。
You work so hard and you try to find a perfect gift, but it is wrong gift.
你好努力去揾啱个礼物，但系点知揾错
？It doesn't fit. It's the wrong color. They already have it. It's the wrong brand. It's the wrong designer.
可能唔适合啦，可能唔啱颜色啦，可能佢哋已经有啦，又或者系唔系嗰个牌子啦，唔系个设计师。
And what is the worst reason?
你衰系嘅咩？系
They don't like it.
就系原来佢哋唔中意啊。
So during the weeks leading up to Christmas, you always see in the advertisements, in the ads, in the on TV.
你喺圣诞前嗰几个礼拜，你成日喺电视可能见到呢个咁嘅广告。
What do we give to that special person in your life that has everything?
你对于嗰个人生中重要嘅人物，佢乜都有嘅，你会送咩俾佢咧
？Usually the answer is something unique.
通常系一样好独一无二嘅礼物。
Everybody knows someone like that.
我哋每个人都可能认识一个咁嘅人
，or probably that gift you can never afford it，
可能系一份你买唔起嘅礼物。
So you scratch your head and wonder，
你拗晒头就谂
，What should I give this person？
我送咩俾呢个人呢
？Now some people on Christmas Day say Happy Birthday Jesus，
有啲人喺圣诞日就同耶稣讲生日快乐。
So if we are going to give Jesus a birthday present, what could we give him that he would appreciate?
如果我哋要送生日礼物俾耶稣，我哋送啲乜嘢佢会中意嘅咧
？According to Hebrews 11, Jesus is the reason for the season.
希伯来书十一章讲到耶稣就系圣诞节嘅来由。
So he is the creator of all things.
佢就系万有嘅创造者。
Paul tells us in Colossians 1 that he holds all things together.
喺哥罗西书一章，保罗话：佢万有都靠他而立。
What do we give to someone who is not only has everything, but actually created everything？
我哋可以送咩俾一个创唔单止系拥有所有嘢，并且系创造所有嘢嘅嗰一位咧
？Who would we ask for such an impossible task？
有咁不可能嘅任务，我哋可以问边个咧
？Surprisingly, God left us a wish list that is found in the Old Testament。
好出奇嘅，原来神系喺旧约圣经里边留低咗俾我哋一个愿望嘅清单。
And it's found in the sixth chapter of Micah.
喺尼迦书六章。
Now Micah was a minor prophet.
尼迦系一个小先知。
Minor because the book was short, not because he was not important.
唔系佢小先知，唔系因为佢唔重要，而系因为嗰本书比较短。
His name means "Who is like Yahweh?" The name is very appropriate given that most of the prophecy that he writes is focused on heavenward to the wisdom and the power of God.
他的名字非常之適切，因為在書裡面大部分的預言都是集中在神的智慧和能力上面。
Micah was the person who wrote the famous prophecy about Jesus in chapter 5.
現在就是那個寫下了一個很好有名嘅关于耶稣预言嘅嗰个人，第五章。
Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days.
伯利恒，以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来。在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
So from this morning's reading, we hear about how the Israelites were trying to establish the price to win God's favor.
我哋喺尼迦书第六章开头，我哋见到以色列人喺度尝试紧为佢哋点样赢取神嘅喜悦去定一个价钱。
God is angry because the Israelites have forgotten what he has done for them and forgotten his mercies.
神好嬲，因为以色列人忘记咗神为佢哋做啲乜嘢，忘记咗神嘅怜悯。
And the result was a hard heart that deliberately rebelled against God's will.
结果就系一个刻意去反抗神旨意嘅硬心肠。
The people first try to offer the best they have.
首先啲人尝试去献上佢哋最好嘅嘢。
A yearling calf in verse 6。
喺第六节讲到系一岁嘅牛犊。
A yearling calf was a one-year-old calf and considered the prime age for sacrifice。
一岁嘅牛犊咧就系被认为系作为祭牲最好嘅年龄。
They think perhaps God will be pleased if we have the best if we give him the best we have。
佢哋谂啊，如果我哋将最好嘅献俾神，或者佢会开心噶。
Secondly, they try to offer the most they have.
跟住佢哋想俾嘅系最佢哋最多嘅嘢。
The first part of verse 7, they think perhaps God is a quantity, not a quality type of God.
喺第七节里边，佢哋谂啊，可能神系一个重量唔重质嘅神。
They suggest offering 1,000 rams, just like Solomon had sacrificed in 1 Kings.
他们有想着献上1,000只公羊，就好像所罗门王在列王记上那里做的一样。
Or perhaps God will prefer olive oil, the precious substance that gave Israel food, healing, and delight.
又或者神是喜欢橄榄油，就是给以色列人，他们有食物，有医治，还有喜悦的这样东西。
Lastly, they try to offer the ultimate sacrifice.
最后他们希望他们想过献上最终极的献祭。
In the last part of verse 7, they suggest they offer their firstborn, just as Abraham did with Isaac.
在第七节尾那里，他们想说啊，如果我们献上我们的长子，好像亚伯拉罕献以撒那样。
Now, while child sacrifice was forbidden by God, I think they were sarcastically maintaining that nothing whatsoever could please God.
咁其实啊，献孩为祭系神所禁止嘅，所以我谂佢哋应该系讽刺紧神。哇，呢个神咩都氹唔到个开心，咩都唔能够取悦佢嘅。
So, what is God's response to all three?
咁神点样回应佢哋呢三样咧
？Rejection
就系拒绝佢哋。
They were turning their worship of God into let's make a deal.
他们将对神的敬拜变成啊，我同你做个交易。
They thought that God would trade forgiveness for sacrifice.
他们以为神会接受人用献祭来换饶恕。
Like their leaders, they thought God could be bought.
他们以为神好像他们的领袖一样可以被收买。
Now, if we were to reflect on how the Israelites action and take an inventory of our own walk with God, doesn't it sound or look similar to how we worship God?
如果我们去反思翻以色列人的行动，然后想翻我们自己怎样同神我们的关系，会不会其实同我们对神那种敬拜都有点相似呢？
We tell God, you want me to know you? Sure, I'll read the Bible every day. I'll do anything for you.
我们跟神说话，你想我认识你好啊，我每天都读圣经。
You want me to be a missionary? My bags are already packed. Where to go?
你想我做宣教士？好啊，我已经执好嘢啦。你告诉我去哪？
You want me to go into ministry? Yes. Tell me which church I should apply to.
你想我去侍奉？好啊，告诉我我去哪间教会。
But before I continue, I want to stress that there's nothing wrong with those things.
我继续讲之前，我想强调呢啲嘢全部都冇错嘅。
All of them are good and proper.
全部都系好好同埋好恰当嘅。
I know God is pleased when we offer ourselves to Him.
我知道当我哋献上自己嘅时候，神系喜悦嘅。
The problem is those things are actions and deal with the outside.
问题系头先嗰啲全部都系一啲。行为是外在的东西。
God wants our heart.
神要我们的心。
So that we can be transformed from the inside.
令到我们可以由里面去改变。
God values internal transformation, not behavior modification.
神很重视的是我们内在 的改变，而不是纯粹改变行为。
We can read the Bible every day and not really have a heart for God.
我们可以每天都读圣经，但是对神依然是没有心的。
And it's far away.
我们可以跟神依然很遥远。
We can be a missionary and not really have a heart for God's people.
我们可以成为宣教士，但是对神的子民不关心。
We can be a, we can, uh, sorry. We can be in ministry and only value the honor and prestige of that position and not adopt any humility.
我们可以在侍奉里面，但是我们纯粹重视紧那个职位带给我们的荣誉和声望，而不是去谦卑。
The reason why God rejected every offer made by the Israelites is that they had completely missed the point.
神去拒绝以色列人这些献祭的原因，就是他们完全忽略了最重要的一点。
They wanted to make a deal, and God wanted their hearts.
他们只是想做一个交易，但是神要的是他们的心。
Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书29章。
And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
So what does God want us from? What want from us?
咁神想要我哋点样呢？
Verse 8 gives us the right answer and captures the essence of what God looks for us in our life.
喺第八节里面带翻我哋去正确嘅答案，道出神喺我哋生命里面想要揾到嘅嘢。
The first is doing what is right.
第一样就系做啱嘅事。
All of us are in relationship with God.
我哋大家都系同神去有关系嘅。
Which means we need to demonstrate mutual respect for one another within our own community.
即系话我哋要喺我哋嘅群体当中去互相尊重。
The Hebrew word for justice in the English translation is used in the Old Testament to apply to God's own character.
公义呢个词语喺希伯来话里面系用嚟喺旧约应用喺神自己嘅品格上面。
Just as God is just, which means that he absolutely is fair and righteous in all dealings.
就正如神系公义嘅，即系佢做嘅所有嘢都系公平同埋公正嘅。
He expects his children to do the same.
佢期望佢嘅儿女都一样。
In the Bible, the concept of applying is the care of the poor.
在圣经里面，这个概念是用来照顾穷人。
Excuse me. Remembering the widows and the orphans, speaking the truth, paying a fair wage, refusing to take advantage of those who are less fortunate.
要去纪念孤儿寡妇，要去讲事实，要去给合理的工资，要唔好喺啲不幸嘅人身上面攞好处。
This is especially true during Christmas time when we need to help those less fortunate than us.
我哋喺呢个圣诞嘅时节系更加易言，因为我哋应该要系去为一啲俾我哋不幸嘅人去做正确嘅事。
For the simple reason that we know God.
个理由好简单，纯粹就系因为我哋认识神。
Second, God wants us to love in kindness.
第二，神希望我们有恩慈的爱。
This principle speaks about how we treat others.
这个原则讲到我们怎样对待其他人。
The Hebrew word for loving kindness or mercy in the English translation conveys the meaning of a loyal love and patient love.
希伯来话好怜悯原本讲出的意思就是忠诚的爱或者忍耐的爱。
Is the word translated as His mercy endures forever?
翻译出来就是那个在他的慈爱永远长存里面慈爱的字。
In simple terms, it just means treating people with love.
简单讲就是以爱待人。
It challenges us to love the unlovable.
去挑战我们去爱那些不可爱的人。
Even when they don't love us back.
甚至是他们不会爱回我们都会爱他。
It also speaks of our obligation to care for people who don't care for us, or even worse, hate us or treat us badly.
我们有义务去关心关顾那些不关心我们的人，甚至是再衰的是那些恨我们对我们很差的人，我们都要爱他。
It's always easy to love those who reciprocate our love.
那些会回应我们爱的人，爱他很容易。
But sadly, it will never develop our faith muscles.
但是这样我们是不会锻炼到我们信心的肌肉。
Just as a bodybuilder would never train by lifting light weights, the same holds true with our grace muscles.
正如一个健身的人不会只是拿一些轻的东西来哑铃来去健身，我们恩典的肌肉也是一样。
So in order for us to develop our grace muscles, we need to use them on people who we think don't deserve our love.
我们要去锻炼我们恩典的肌肉力量的时候，我们就要去用来爱那些我们认为不值得我们爱的人。
Luke chapter 6.
在路加福音第六章。
If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to go back the same amount.
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也这样行。你们若借给人，指望从他收回，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也借给罪人，要全余数收回。
But if you love your enemies and do good and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be the sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful.
你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借给人不指望偿还。你们的赏赐就必大了，你们也必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
It is doing unto others as God has done unto us.
即我们就是要神怎样对待我们，我们要怎样对待人。
How has God blessed us this year?
今年上帝怎样赐福给我们？
Then we need to bless others.
我们就要这样去祝福其他人。
Has God forgiven our sins?
神有没有饶恕我们的罪？
Then we need to forgive others.
我们都要原谅其他人。
Has God lifted us up when we were down?
当我们沮丧的时候，神怎样鼓励我们？
Then when we need to lift up someone when they are down.
我们都需要去在人家沮丧的时候鼓励他。
Has God overlooked our faults?
神有没有宽恕不追究我们的过失？
Then we need to overlook the faults of others.
我们都要不要追究其他人的过失。
When we do that, it is a sign that the Holy Spirit dwells in us and the people can see that.
当我们这样做的时候，就是圣灵在我们里面内住的一个证据，人家是会见到的。
A lot of times we evangelize and we suddenly get nervous and we tell ourselves.
很多时候当我们被要求到要去传福音的时候，我们忽然间很紧张，然后跟自己说，
What should we say? What should we do? What happens if I fail?
我应该说什么？我应该做什么？如果我失败了怎么办？
Now all those doubts disappear when we can ask ourselves a very simple question.
我们可以问一个很简单的问题，这些疑虑都会消失的。
When non-believers see us,
当那些未信的人见到我们，
Who do they see?
他们见到谁？
The world or God?
他们见到世界还是见到神？
That is why we don't see people delivering Coca-Cola, driving Pepsi trucks.
所以我们不会见到有一个驾百事货车 的人去送可口可乐。
Our witnessing is one of the most powerful tools in evangelism.
我们见证是传福音最有力 的工具。
If people don't see the product of God transforming our thoughts, words, and actions,
如果人家见不到神怎样去改变我们的思想和言行的话，
The conclusion is, this Christianity thing doesn't work.
他们的结论可能就是，基督教没用的。
We all need mercy and loving kindness during the holidays.
我们在这个节日，我们都需要怜悯和慈爱。
Can I get an amen?
我们可不可以讲句阿门呢？
Some say that Christmas is one of the most stressful times of the year.
有些人说圣诞节是一年最大压力的日子。
As sometimes the worst comes out.
因为可能我们最差的一面会走出来。
If you want to see that,
如果你想见的话，
go find parking space in Metrotown right now.
你现在去 Metrotown 试试找个位置泊车。
If God has been merciful to us this year,
如果神对我们是有怜悯的，
then we need to be merciful to those around us.
我们都要对我们身边的人有怜悯。
And lastly, God challenges us to be humble and modest.
最后神挑战我们要谦卑谦逊。
God wants us to walk in humble with God.
神要我们存谦卑的心与祂同行。
The word for humbly describes a life of walk that is not proud, but is attentive and careful and prudent to following God's will.
希伯来话谦卑呢个字讲到嘅系一种生活嘅方式，唔骄傲嘅，但系专注、小心谨慎咁样去遵循神嘅旨意。
Humility is not telling ourselves that we are nothing or useless.
谦卑唔系同我哋自己讲话，系我乜都冇或者我好冇用。
That is not humility.
那个不是谦卑。
But self-pity, which is really another form of pride.
是自怜，其实都是另外一种形式的骄傲。
Pride is when we have too large a view of ourselves because we have too small a view of God.
骄傲就是我们看自己看得太大太重，看得神太小。
When we put our desires secondary to what God wants in our lives, we become small and pride will be impossible.
当我们重视神对我们的期望多过我们自己的欲望的时候，那我们就会变得渺小，我们就不可能会骄傲。
God wants us to turn our eyes to God as a servant turns his eyes to the master for guidance and correction.
神希望我们是转眼去仰望祂，就正如一个仆人去仰望个主人去得到指导，得到改正一样。
Psalm 123
诗篇123篇。
Behold, as the eyes of a servant look at the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid servant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till He has mercy upon us.
看啊，仆人的眼睛怎样仰望主人的手，婢女的眼睛怎样仰望女主人的手，我们的眼睛也照样仰望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
That is true humility.
这个就是真正的谦卑。
We tell ourselves that God made us and we belong to Him.
我们跟自己说，是神创造我们，我们属于祂的。
Every good thing that we have in our lives is a gift from God.
我们一生里面所有美好的事物都是从神而来的礼物。
Now some of us are good and or not as good as in certain things.
我们很多人可能某些方面好一点，某些方面差一点。
But that should not be concerned because to us, we just thank God for what we have.
但是应该对我来讲不紧要的，因为最重要的是我们所有的东西我们都 为他们而去感谢神。
We need to tell ourselves that we put in 100% doing what we best can do, and God will do the rest.
我们要跟自己说，我们要尽我们所能去用神给我们的，而神就会去完成一切。
The outcome is in God's hands.
结果在神的手里面。
And when we live this way, it will save us so much trouble.
当我们这样去过人生的时候，我们会少很多麻烦。
We don't have to get into this power game at work or live in a rat race or sell our convictions to get ahead.
我们不需要在工作上面玩那些权力的游戏，我们不需要过一个什么都要争 的人生，我们都不需要去出卖，为了成功出卖我们的信念。
We won't have to get angry.Even at the comments that people make.
就算人家给我们什么评语，我们都不需要生气。
Humility enables us to be who we are in Christ.
谦卑帮助我们去活出在基督里面的身份。
But more importantly, we don't have to worry about what people think.
最重要的，我们不需要再担心其他人怎么想。
And this is a desire what God wants for us, and is in the broadest of the three, because if we're able to practice this in our lives,We will naturally treat others justly and faithfully.
我们去渴望活出神对我们的期望，其实这件事在三者之中是最广泛的，因为如果我们可以这样行的时候，我们很自然地，我们对其他人会公道，我们都会 是有忠诚。
Now, I told you that I come from the English congregation, right?But I pay attention to what happens in the Cantonese congregation too.
但我都有留意在粤语部里面发生的事。
I always in the back.
我成日都在后面。
In fact, this is probably news to a lot of people who attend the Cantonese congregation.
甚至可能这个是对予以报的人是 一个新闻。
You have been listening to this message for the whole year.
你其实听着我这个信息听了整年了。
In fact, you know what to give God this Christmas.
其实你一早就知道这个圣诞要将什么送给神。
You know, you always sing the same song at the end of every service, right?
你在崇拜结束的时候每次都唱同一首歌是不是
Agree or disagree?
是不是呢
Yes.
是呢
Well, my Chinese is not that good, but I always remember that song.
我中文不是很好，但我很记得这首歌。
I can love one another because I am loved.
能相爱皆因被爱。
If God has extended his love to each one of us, aren't we compelled to extend that love to everyone, even the ones that we think don't deserve it?
如果神是这么爱我们每一个的时候，我们不应该同样这份爱都是分享给其他所有那些，甚至是我们不觉得值得去爱的人呢？
I am clothed in salvation, walking in the footsteps of Christ. I extend God's love to everyone.
能穿起救恩，踏上基督的足印，延伸主爱进入人海。
I think I'm missing a slide, right?
Yeah, I think it's the one previous to
Okay, you know the song. You sang it all year, okay?
你识噶，你听唱咗成年。
Yeah, some disappeared. That's okay.When people look at us, who do they see?
当人哋望见我哋嘅时候，佢哋见到边个咧
？We have the potential to spread the good news merely by witnessing through our thoughts, words, and actions.
我哋有咁嘅能力去系透过我哋嘅思想、我哋嘅言行去传达福音。
Allow me to be your humble servant and to serve you with a sense of awe.Filled with your grace, so that you are my guiding light.
让我谦卑作你仆人，存着敬畏去侍奉神。
Is that right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one. That's the right one? Okay. This is the right one, right? Yep, okay. In your hands, the heavens open up, and as I imitate God's love, my perceptions change.
在你恩手里满布云彩，后发基督爱，眼界变改。
Excuse me. Paul tells us in Romans 12 to not to conform to this world.
保罗喺罗马书十二章同我哋讲，唔好效法呢个世界。
When we become more Christ-like, we are transformed.
当我哋更像基督嘅时候，我哋就会更新变化。
Things that may have not been used, that may have been appealing before, becomes not appealing.
我哋以往觉得好吸引我哋嘅事物，可能唔再吸引。
More importantly, things that are okay in the world seems not okay in God's kingdom.
最重要嘅呢个世界好多嘢觉得系冇问题嘅事，喺神嘅国里边可能系唔得嘅。
We worship a wonderful and awesome God.
我哋敬拜一个奇妙而可畏嘅神。
God desires something very simple from us.
神。要的是很简单的一件事
Our heart
用我们的心
I don't know where you are on your walk
我不知道你人生现在走到什么地步
But I know that after 2,000 years Jesus is still knocking at the door of our heart
我知道过了2,000年了耶稣依然在我们的心门外面去敲我们的心门
Revelation chapter 3
启示录第三章
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
The Laodicean church was complacent and rich.
老底家教会好自满，好富有。
They felt self-satisfied, but they didn't have Christ's presence among them.
佢哋好。自己觉得满足，但系佢哋冇基督与佢哋同在。
Christ knocked at the door of their hearts.
基督去敲佢哋嘅心门。
But they were so busy enjoying worldly pleasures that they didn't even notice him knocking.
但系佢哋好忙于享受紧世俗嘅享乐，佢哋甚至冇留意到佢喺度想入嚟。
They needed to accept Christ for the first time.
佢哋有需要第一次正式。真正接受耶稣基督。
And for some of them, they had never had even made that commitment.
有啲人佢哋可能从来都冇咁样去委身。
Others needed to return to a wholehearted faith in Him.
其他嘅人可能系需要翻去对神全心全意嘅信靠。
Christ is knocking on their door, desiring that the Laodicean church remember their need for Him and to open the door.
基督喺度敲紧佢哋嘅心门，希望佢哋教会去记得佢哋系需要神嘅，佢哋会开门。
He would come in and share a meal with the believers, picturing a table fellowship.
他会进去然后跟他们一起吃饭，他们有在餐桌上面有团契。
God is knocking on your door right now.
神现在敲着你的心门。
Are you willing to answer?
你会不会愿意回应？
Let's pray.
我们祈祷。
Lord God, I want to thank you for being with us this whole year. And Lord, maybe some of our worshiping has been complacent or in a way that's just focused on actions. And Lord, I just pray that if we are guilty of this sin, I just pray for a recommitment to worshiping you in a way that brings glory to your name and that pleases you. And Lord, if any of us here are hearing a knock, but we're afraid to answer because of fear, I just pray that you offer us comfort so that when you knock, Lord, we will answer the door. We ask Jesus' name, amen.